Chapter 11. The Motive for Murder. When Mark felt calmer, he called his mother to tell her that he was in Reg's office and was going to stay there a bit longer. "How's Ricky?" Reggie asked when Mark put the phone down. "Mum said he woke up a couple of hours ago and has been eating ice cream and talking to Dr. Greenway about school," said Mark, relieved that Dr. Greenway hadn't yet spoken to Ricky about Romy. "That's wonderful," said Reggie. Just then her phone rang, and while she was talking, Mark went out to Clint's desk. Watching Clint type, Mark asked him, "How did you become Reggie's secretary?"
"We became friends in law school," Clint answered, smiling. "She did really well, but I failed in my last year. When she opened her office, I asked if I could be her secretary."
"You're a lot younger than she is," Mark observed.
"That's true," said Clint. "She went to law school in her 40s after her kids had grown up and she had got divorced."
"Did she get a lot of money from her ex-husband?" asked Mark.
Clint laughed and said, "I don't know. Why do you ask?"
"I thought she might be rich, because she told me I only had to pay her a dollar, and lawyers usually want a lot of money," explained Mark.
"Well, clients who have got the money pay Reggie a lot," Clint explained, "and that means that she can have some clients who don't pay a lot."
Mark and Clint talked for a few more minutes, and then Clint continued working. Mark lay down on the sofa near Clint and soon fell asleep. A few minutes later, Clint bought Reggie a letter to sign and told her that Mark was sleeping.
"Good. He must be so tired," Reggie said.
"Sit down and help me read some of these articles." She pointed to the big file of news articles about Senator Boyett's murder that Clint had got for her early that morning. They each took different articles and began to read. "Boyett was killed because he opposed the Mafia's plan to build a toxic waste dump near New Orleans," said Reggie after reading one article. "A few years ago, 12 corporations with connections to men in organized crime formed a company to build the dump. The local people fought the plan, but it was approved after the Mafia bribed and threatened officials and politicians." And this article says that Boyett asked for investigations by government environmental agencies, said Clint. "And he criticised the plan to the press and in lectures at town meetings. He was trying to get a lot of support against the dump. He was on his way home from a town meeting 6 months ago when he disappeared," Reggie said. "His body has never been found." She didn't tell Clint that Mark knew where the body was.
"Here's an article about Maldonado," said Clint. "He's known to be part of the Mafia and, let's see, Faltrig accused him of the murder based on information from an informer, but there's no real evidence. That's why Maldonado was allowed out of jail on bail until his trial. Of course he insists that he's innocent. If he's innocent, why did he send someone to frighten poor Mark?" Reggie said angrily.
Then looking at her watch, she said, "I'll let Mark sleep another few minutes, and then I'll take him to the hospital."